There needs to be sustained leadership on the part of the department. That has been lacking over a period of time. That needs to change if there's going to be any progress made in these areas. There needs to be good strategic plans to address the root causes of the problems. The plans have to have interim milestones and measures so you can track progress. I mean, these are the things we look for when we decide to take an area off a high-risk list. You've got a commitment from your leaders, you have a good plan, and then you monitor and execute the plan in order to demonstrate progress.
That's Gene Dodaro, Acting Comptroller General, telling the House Armed Services Committee yesterday the main reason for DOD's continued management troubles. The military has 19 areas on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list, including financial, supply chain, and contract management. Dodaro says DOD's inability or lack of desire to fully empower the chief management officer is a big part of the ongoing problem. Congress mandated a chief management officer in the 2008 Defense Authorization Bill.
Since the legislation has been passed, it really hasn't been implemented because it came in the waning days of the prior administration, and there's still some people positions that are unfilled there at the deputy chief management officer level and at some of the chief management officers of the services, and that needs to be clarified in terms of the roles and responsibilities of the deputy chief management officer and how they relate to the chief management officers in the services.
The Bush administration named former Deputy Secretary of Defense Gordon England as the first CMO in September 2007. Additionally, Defense Secretary Robert Gates signed out a memo last October detailing the roles and responsibilities of the Deputy Chief Management Officer. Congressman John McHugh is the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. He says the CMO cannot be an ad hoc duty of the deputy secretary.
We're really at a critical juncture here as ongoing military readiness needs and fiscal pressures place DOD increasingly in a position where it cannot tolerate ineffective and inefficient management processes and technology.
McHugh says William Lynn, the new DOD deputy secretary, will testify before the committee in the near future. McHugh says he wants to hear Lynn's plans to improve all these high-risk areas. Acquisition is one of those areas that GAO and the committee believes Lynn needs to spend a lot of time on. GAO finds that DOD's fiscal 2008 acquisition budget grew to $387 billion, including $200 billion, or about 60%, was spent on services. Dodaro says the increase in service contracting is putting DOD at risk.
That decision to take more reliance on the contractors has not been one that's been a systematic, strategic decision. It's the result of the amalgamation of thousands of decisions that have been made across the department to pursue additional contracting, often as a result of exigencies and necessary means. However, we find that DOD too often has turned to time and materials contracting or undefinitized contracts whereby the work proceeds without a final agreement, including costs with the contractor.
He adds that the acquisition workforce to oversee these contracts has increased only by 1%. Dodaro says DOD made some progress in improving its oversight of service contracting, but, he adds, GAO also has concerns about follow-through. Catherine Shinazi is GAO's Managing Director of Acquisition Sourcing Management. She says many times DOD fails to ensure policy changes actually are made.
One of the most difficult things that the department has been unable to do is translate its policies into practice. The department, even when it has good policies in place, translating those policies into practice does not happen very often. So the question that we ask is why, and what we find very often is that there are no consequences if you don't follow policies.
Dodaro also recommends consequences for contractors to make sure they perform consistently and meet expectations. He adds that DOD really needs to do three things to improve its programs.
Some of the common denominators that we find across these departments. One is a inability to set the requirements properly up front, to take a disciplined approach to management, to have adequate follow-through and measures in the process. I mean, but underlying it all is a culture and incentives that's relatively unique within the department, and I think that that needs to be modified to be able to address some of these issues.
Dudar says he is encouraged by some of the steps DOD has taken to improve, and he is pleased to see the recent efforts to address acquisition by Congress and the White House. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.